Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and we want to thank you for taking the time to tune in and listen to our program on this Sunday morning. We encourage you to become a regular listener at each Sunday at 7:45 as we open up the pages of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given our service times, and we cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Before we get into our study for this first day of the new year, I want to wish you all a happy new year. I want to thank you for listening to our program in 2011 and hope that you will become a regular listener in 2012. I also want to tell you about some things that we're going to be doing at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. There will be a brand new web page that will be up sometime in January. I hope to have that information for you in our first broadcast in February, and we hope that you'll take a look at the things that we have done on our new revamped webpage. You'll be able to find sermons and audio files of this radio program, also of all the sermons and the presentations that are presented at Harrodsburg. And there'll just be a number of biblical things that you can find on our new website that will aid you in your study of the Bible. We encourage you to take advantage of that, and any comments that you might have or things that you'd like to see on it that were not presently on the webpage, we'll be more than happy to entertain those. Today, we're going to take a short pause from our discussion of the book of Revelation and concerning the seven churches of Asia to use this particular Sunday to talk about a new start. Today is the first day of a brand new year. Two things should come to mind for us is that God allowed us to live another year and has blessed us in so many ways in our lives and our path during this past year and the things that we were able to do and accomplish and all the great blessings that He bestowed upon us. And I hope that we were thankful and gave Him the gratitude that He's deserved for all the many wonderful things that He does for us. But this also is the beginning of a brand new year. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter in our lives, a new opportunity that we have in our service to God in order to please Him, to influence and example the world about us in a good way, that we might point people to the cross and to Jesus Christ, that we might help them in their lives to understand that there's a better way to live, a better path to walk, and a better aim and purpose in life, in the eternal things and the spiritual things that one can find within the pages of God's wonderful book, the Bible. This is the time of year that many people make New Year's resolutions. Those are things that they plan to do in the coming year. I might ask you this morning, did you make any in 2011? And do you remember what they were? And more importantly, did you follow through with them? You know, intentions are wonderful, and making New Year's resolutions, nothing wrong in and of itself, yet really it's hypocritical to make resolutions and then not follow through with them. This is also the time of year that people will take inventory of their life, see where they're at, see where they're going, and see where they've been. And that's always a profitable thing to do, but I would suggest to you that 2 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us that we ought to do that on a regular basis. I want to talk to you this morning about some good things that you might do in this new year that will help you in your relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you're not in Christ, to begin a relationship in Jesus Christ. First of all, we need to make a resolution to study our Bibles more frequently. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Sadly, in the time that we live in, there are so many that are ignorant of God's word, so many that do not know how to rightly divide it, to be able to read it, to understand it, to apply it in their lives, and to be able to teach it to others. We have to have a regular diet of the Word of God if we're going to learn to master it, if we're going to learn to be able to apply its teachings, that it will help us in the lives that we live here upon this earth. And so I would encourage you this year to make a very strong and definite effort to read your Bible and to study your Bible more. We also need to be more prayerful. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing. What that simply means is that prayer is to be part of our lives, is to be something that we do on a regular basis, not just something we do before we go to bed or when we get up in the morning or over a meal, but something that we do on a regular basis, communicating with our Father, letting Him know our needs, even though He already knows what they are, according to Matthew 6 and verse 8. Yet we are to make our requests known to Him in Philippians 4 and verse 6. One of the things you must remember about prayer is that it's a spiritual blessing, and it's only one that's enjoyed by those who can correctly and have the right to address God as their Father. To do that, you must be in His spiritual family. If you're not in the family of God, then you really don't have the blessing of addressing Him as your Father. And yet, God would hear your prayers, but there's no obligation for Him to answer them since you are not part of His family. And so we would encourage you to make your life one that you would have God as your Father, and that you would pray on a regular basis for strength, for guidance, for wisdom, and for courage to do the things that God would have you to do as you live your life on earth. Another thing that we need to do is we need to meet with the saints more. You know, going to church or going to attend worship services is not just about filling a pew. It's about going to worship, to pay homage and honor and glory to the God of heaven, to worship Him in spirit and in truth in John 4, verse 24, to provoke others to love and good works, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, and where we can be edified, strengthened, and encouraged, and gain knowledge and wisdom in knowing what God would have us to do while we live on earth. Worship is a wonderful opportunity to be with those of like precious faith, to be able to draw strength one from another, to have spiritual fellowship one with another, to be able to encourage one another as we deal with the difficulties of life and the struggles that come upon us from time to time. Maybe you're not a regular churchgoer, as the saying goes, but maybe you should make more of an effort to try to meet with the saints and to meet with the people of God and to become a habit in your life. And we'd encourage you to come to our services here at Harrodsburg, and we would be glad to help you get into the practice of that. We also need to seek to put God first in our life. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, in the Great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made the statement in verse 33 of chapter number 6. He said to seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. God understands the things that we need in this life, food, shelter, clothing, be able to make a living, to support our families, to be able to do the things that we need to sustain our lives. But God must come first. His priorities and His work and His responsibilities and duties in our life, they must take priority in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we are free moral agents. We choose what we do in each day that God blesses us and gives us life. We determine what are the most important things in our life, and each of us have priorities in our life. Let me ask you, in 2011, was God a priority? Were the things of the kingdom a priority? Were the spiritual things and duties that God has given you as one of His children the primary focus in your life? Or did other things and selfish interests and things that you wanted to do take precedence and take priority over the things that God would have you to do? We have the ability to change that, and we would encourage you to begin the new year with a new fervor and desire to seek the kingdom first and to seek the things that are spiritual and things that have eternal benefit. Lastly, we need to look at our lives to make sure that we're living the kind of life that can example for influencing good to those that we come in contact with. This world is a very difficult place. The majority of the world is headed in the wrong direction. They have little regard for God, they have little regard for His Word, and they have little knowledge of the true and living God. The only contact some will have with the God of heaven is through the lives of His children. And by the lives of His children, they can be lights and salt of the earth, as Jesus commanded us to be in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. But we also read in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct, in love and spirit, in faith and in purity." Dear listener, we could sum all that up by saying that we need to be an example of a believer in every aspect of our life, in our marriages, in how we raise our children, in what kind of employer or employee I am, what kind of citizen I am of the city that I live in, and how I treat others. All of this exemplifies and gives evidence to those who witness it that we belong to Christ, that we have a higher calling, that we have a higher purpose, that our life here is not just about self-interest. It's not just about me. It's not just about what I want, but it's to do the things that God would have me to do, to live the kind of life that God would have me to live, and to be able to exemplify that to all who would come in contact with me, that I might encourage them, and by my faithful life, that I might lead them to the cross, and might lead them to Jesus, who can save them from their sin, which is man's greatest problem. No matter what man faces in this world, the greatest problem that he has is a sin problem. And the sin problem is something he cannot do anything about by himself. He needs God's help and God's remedy. And God's remedy to the sin problem is the blood of his Son. And by the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross so long ago, he provided the means and the ability and the necessary element that had the power to take away sin, to take away the condemnation, that we might not have to suffer and die for our failure to follow God's will. It's a wonderful story. It's called the story of love, the scheme of redemption, the wonderful story of the cross. All of it is contained in the pages of God's holy and divine will. The Bible is the only roadmap that can lead one person to heaven. It is the only map that gives factual and true evidence and gives us the right things that we need to do in order to please Him in our life. We believe that one study of the Bible is the most important book that he should give time and attention to in his everyday life. This is a brand new year. We have been blessed with the past year. Every gift that we receive in this life is an expression of the love of God. We are stewards, managers of the gifts and the blessings that God presents to us on a daily basis. We should use these things to His name, honor, and glory. And we should never, ever fall for the trap to think it's because of our own goodness, because of our work, and because of our determination, because it is not. It is only by the love and the mercy and the long-suffering and the grace of God that any of us have life, that any of us have the things that bring so much joy and happiness into our lives. Let all of us understand that as we begin a new year and we begin a new page in our life and a new chapter in our record, that we focus our lives upon God, to follow His commandments, to do His bidding, to influence others for good, and to live a life that will one day give us a home in heaven with Him in the afterwhile. We hope that that's your aim. We hope that's your goal for 2012. And if we can help you in any way to achieve those goals, we'd be more than happy to do so. Thank you for listening, and please tune again next Lord's Day morning. Have a wonderful Lord's Day.